stupid machine. How far into the cassette was it?
It hasn't even started.
Technology around here is falling apart. Oh, well.
Well, I think it's more your having to hit the play button.
You know, I hit the play button.
You know what happened?
You think I don't know how to hit a play button?
How much do you want to bet?
Yeah.
That you use the remote buttons, I take
it. No, I didn't. I went up there and
really?
I watched the thing move. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's two cassette decks at once. It was the Judas Priest song, I'll bet.
Yes.
That made them act like
no,
that.
But let me tell you something. It's all about the money. Because there's this band, The Dwarves. You saw the poster that I showed you, right? The woman,
yes,
naked women, all covered in blood.
Shouldn't even talk about it on the air, I don't think.
Well, anyway, that band has no money. And on their album cover looks just like that, and they have a very, very small label right above one of the women that says, "Warning, contains nudity." And I don't think they're going to go to court over that one.
Depends. It depends.
If you listen to some of the lyrics, it's...
All it takes is one zealot to point the finger at you. Now, yeah. Look what happened to Sinead O'Connor. When did that happen? A week ago? Was it more than a week ago?
I think it was a little bit more than a week ago, actually.
Yeah. She refuses to have the Star Spangled Banner played in front of
her
concert.
Well, she didn't want a national anthem of any country.
When was the last time you went to a rock concert where they played a national anthem?
I don't know. But supposedly they did it because
it was
exactly
a patriotic event, isn't it?
No. But supposedly, since it was a government-owned building, that's why they said they had the right to, or they were supposed to?
I've never heard of that before. But now, because she's said that, that means she's anti-American, let alone the fact that she's Irish. And everyone is breaking her records, and radio stations, including WBLI, WHTZ,
Z100.
Yeah, the WBLI had a big article in Newsday saying that... they had not received a single phone call in her support, and that they were not going to play any more of her records. I heard somebody, I believe it was WRCN out in Riverhead, was smashing CDs. Can you believe the smashing records on the air?
That's horrible.
Give them to charity if you don't want to play them or something.
Yeah,
give them
to me.
We'll take them.
But I had three copies of that album stolen before I finally got one that stuck around.
She's a very talented singer.
But she speaks her mind, and people don't like that nowadays, I guess.
They sure don't, especially if it goes against the flow.
Yeah.
And what she says does go against the flow. Remember a few weeks ago, she refused to go on Saturday Night with
Saturday Night Live,
yep. Because she didn't like his brand of humor.
She didn't see anything funny about sexism or ignorance.
Right, and now she's the one that's the enemy because...
Yeah.
I mean, what does a national anthem have to do with rock music? I don't know. You know, this nationalism has got to stop somewhere. And, forcing it down our throats is...
What do your callers think about this? Have you asked them about it yet?
Well, I'm asking them now, sort of subtly, to give us a call, 632-6901. And that's sound you won't hear on a lot of other radio stations.
But you'll hear
it
here all
the time.
This
is Sinead O'Connor. I never knew this was her.
Isn't it a great song? I love this song so much.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I don't like her other stuff, to be...
Well,
if I hear
Nothing Compares to You one more time, I'm going to slit someone's throat, I think, because I can't stand that song. I never could stand that song, but she is a very talented singer, talented musician. I have to recognize that, and I have to recognize there's a lot of stupidity going on now. And
she works a lot with charities and
yeah,
things
she
like
does.
That.
You have to. Did you see what she did on TV though a few days ago?
What?
She actually appeared at her concert. In the parking lot. So she was like sitting on a fence or something.
Uh-huh.
And then TV crews were interviewing people saying, you know, whether or not they should boycott her concert. And they
really?
Actually interviewed her. She said, no, I don't think it's such a big deal. And her identity, she went to like move her her wig and the whole thing moved. And they pretty much figured it out because she had an Irish accent and everything. But she was able to get out of there safely. But it just goes to show, you know, she's got a sense of humor throughout this whole thing. You gotta respect someone like
that. How did
that
happen, though, that out of that whole parking lot, they found her?
I'm not
sure
how
that... That's a little bit too coincidental.
That is quite coincidental, unless she was sitting right at the, you know... Well, she does sort of stand out.
That sounds a little bit fishy to me, Eric. That sounds like a setup.
Well, no, this is how it worked out, though. They taped the thing, and it wasn't until after they had taped it and made the report that someone said, hey, that's Sinead O'Connor. So it was someone looking at the tape that figured out who it was. So it's not like they went there intentionally to tape her because they didn't even know it was her.
Yeah.
So, I have to be kind of...
I can't believe the media.
No, I can never believe the media. Give us a call, 632-6901.
Are we the media, though?
What?
I just realized, we're the media.
We are the media, yes.
I never believe myself.
Well, you see, part of this whole thing...
Where does that leave me?
You've got to take control of the media yourself. You see, that's how the battles are won. You don't...
write them.
...necessarily change things, but you sort of envelop them and you become them. And then all of a sudden things will start working out on their own. Should we be banning Sinead O'Connor from our airwaves? Why? Or why not? Has anyone on this radio station decided not to play her?
No. Actually, I see she gets just as much play as before.
Not more.
Because
we actually, have to make no, up for actually, all those other stations
some
that aren't
people,
playing her now.
I have to go through everybody's playlist week by week, and it seems like some people who never played her before are playing her.
Uh-huh.
So.
Like me. I do a talk show, and here I am playing Sinead O'Connor. I'm playing, a lot of music today.
Wonder how it's affecting record sales.
It's probably adversely. I called up WBOI a couple of days ago, talked to the overnight DJ and said, I want to voice some support for Sinead O'Connor. Can you possibly play a song? And he said, I've got no control over the situation. I can't do a thing, And that's so typical of the way they operate. Most of these stations operate. They don't have any control over the music that's played. It's decided
it's a limp,
for them.
What?
And so do you think you have any control? Do the listeners think they have any control? If the DJ doesn't have any control, let's get real here.
You want to see people taking control. You should have come to the Holier Than Cow show. I mean, these people come up to the station. I don't know what these records are, and they throw them in the CD player.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
Yeah, it sure
I don't know what this music is. I just make sure that...
But you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I just ask them to make sure it's clean, that we won't get in trouble with these other regulations that are breathing down our back.
Uh-huh. And the result
people
is
are very cool about
an
it.
An orgy of sound that goes on Tuesday. What went on
it
Tuesday
went
afternoons.
On. No longer.
Over now because you're going on your little vacation to Massachusetts or whatever. But you'll
vacation.
Be back. You'll be back. Anyway, 632-6901. I only see 4 out of 5 lines.
That's
folks,
depressing.
Now, does that mean?
That is depressing.
Does that mean there's only 4 people on the? I mean,
maybe
the line should be busy.
We didn't announce the number quite often enough.
All right, 632-6901. I want to see
area
that
code 516.
I'm sorry, area code 516. And if you're on campus, you don't even have to dial the 63. Just dial 2691.
Yeah, we have all those new freshmen.
But why? I was asking this before. Why would they be here today if school doesn't start until Tuesday?
Orientation.
Oh. Who cares about orientation?
Register for classes.
When I went to school, I went to orientation in June. You went to orientation
when
first.
When I was a boy,
then
we
you
ate
came
sand.
Back. Well, I was also saying, instead of showing Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner cartoons for the opening week, they showed Debbie Does Dallas when I was here.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It was an introduction to all us, green kids.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
what did you think of it?
Well, it didn't have much literary value, that's for sure. And the plot moved kind of slowly, but... it was an interesting way to spend an evening. Let's put it that way.
Thumbs up. Did you know what I'm saying?
Well, what's the just sort of thumbs
sideways.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
I
can't go
quickly.
Up. Nah, none of that. 632-690. That fifth line is not lit up. Can you believe that? There's not one other listener out there to call us and tell us what they think about this
depressing
Sinead O'Connor song, which I think is really good. I like this song a lot. I didn't know it was her.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of our listeners didn't know that was her either. This is what you're not allowed to hear now because she didn't want to play the national anthem. What is this world coming to? What's this country coming to? What are we coming to? 632-6901, the fifth line is lit. And Chris, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to hear anything. So
are they finished in that? No.
Well, you can go into conference, can't you?
Okay.
Go into conference and we'll carry on the discussion there.
What? Into the mixer?
I'll bring you up through something.
Okay.
Just... go in there and put the headphones on and don't tear the place apart on your way. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hi, it's Andrew Goldberg.
Andrew, how you doing? Your new voice is still with you, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that's so incredible.
Yeah, I know.
So what's your opinion on this whole Sinead O'Connor crap? And I guess that's
yeah,
I'm sort of letting my opinion get out. What's your opinion?
I don't really know because, it's like, I think the Two Live Crew is like more important because I think in this time of like what's happening, with Iraq and everything, that's why people are in such an outrage, because that's why there's a big feeling of nationalism and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
That's why I think so many people aren't supporting her, but it's just a big
well. Uh-huh.
I have something that a friend just told me.
Well, maybe you should keep it to yourself.
Yeah, no, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree? Is this clean, Andrew?
Yeah.
All right, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Because he was dead.
Well, I think that's pretty funny. Okay, thanks for calling. You don't like that one, Chris?
Not really.
It was kind
I'm
of funny.
Vegetarian, you know.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't
I
laugh
know,
at dead
I'm
monkeys.
Just kidding. God.
I mean, we didn't say you had to eat it. You just, you know, laugh at the fact that a dead monkey fell out of a tree. Anyway, 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, this is Greg Lamb. Sheldon, I'm calling you.
Greg from
this Sinead O'Connor thing.
From where?
Seldon.
Seldon. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand how you could be standing up for her.
Well, why? Okay, first tell us your viewpoint.
My opinion is I'm a diehard American, and if this woman doesn't want to play, this is in a place where they want to play the national anthem, right? And if she doesn't want to play the national anthem before her concert, what gives her the right to tell her that they can't play the national anthem?
Well, it seems that the artist should have some control over the show that she's performing, right?
She isn't even an American.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with it? I mean, why is it so important to play the national anthem in front of a rock concert? I mean, I've never been to one where that's done.
Our Americans are in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah, some are.
Bring alcohol. They aren't allowed to bring Penthouse magazines or any dirty magazines, any X-rated publications.
Yeah.
That when she's in America, we can't play the national anthem because she doesn't want it, because she's Irish and nobody's allowed to play the national anthem in front
of
her.
But it's not a typical event.
Eric.
Chris, go ahead.
They offered to put the Irish national anthem on also, but she said she didn't want any national anthem. It wasn't a question of Irish, American, or anything. She just didn't want a national anthem associated with her concert.
Are you able to hear Chris?
Excuse me?
Is the caller able to hear Chris?
I can hear you both perfectly.
Okay, great.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, she
didn't want any country associated with her concert.
But still, they usually play it before every concert.
I've never heard a national anthem before a concert, and I've been to thousands of shows.
I've been to classical shows.
Booked it for this place, because at this place all the time they play the national anthem.
Well, I think if she had understood that, she wouldn't have booked at that place. And I think a lot of other artists would not do that because, you know, it's really got nothing to do. I mean, do you play the national anthem every time you go to a museum to look at paintings, or do you play the national anthem before you open up a book? It's got nothing to do with art. You know, patriotism is fine unless you start forcing it on people. And if you force patriotism on people, it loses its meaning as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we're really not forcing patriotism on it. It's the fact that she's in the United States. This is the United States of America. And people that are Americans are proud to be Americans. And she's here, and we want to play the national anthem here, all right? This is our national song. This is what we come there, and people who go there and regularly visit this place always have the national anthem performed before them, before this show, or any show that's there, whether it's art or whether it's anything else. It's always played there, yet she had the right to say that it cannot be played before her concert or she wouldn't play.
Uh-huh.
So what gives her the right to do that? They should have just...
Well, I imagine she had the right to do that since I believe they didn't play the national anthem, right, and the concert went on?
Yeah. No, they didn't play it and the concert went on, only because they were afraid of a riot, because there were so many people there, and they didn't want to, it was so close to showtime that they didn't want to cancel the show.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't see how you're sticking up for her, though, if that's our national anthem.
Well, you see, there's this assumption.
You're in college, right?
Sorry?
You're in college, aren't you?
Well, I'm out of college. I'm not in college.
Well, the people that are in college, this is a college station, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They should understand. If there is a draft, they won't be drafted, all right? Only because that's the thinking people of America, right? Now, the people that aren't the thinking people of America are going to be drafted, all right? Now, these people that aren't the thinking people of America are the people that are proud of their country also. I'm not saying that college students aren't. But... if they want to hear the national anthem performed before an artist goes on the air, they should be able to hear that national anthem, whether or not this artist wants it or not.
Right.
That's America. That's what we want to hear.
Except
we want to hear. I'm proud to go to a baseball game and hear the national anthem before the game starts.
Yeah, it's traditional at a baseball game, and a baseball game is completely different than a concert. I don't recall there ever being a vote saying that we want to hear a national anthem before a concert at this particular place. I mean, is that the fact that, you know, that people voted to do this?
Let's make a vote. You got the power to do it. You got the radio broadcast.
That'd be fine. I'd like to see how people feel about this.
Cool. See how people feel about it, just as far as having the national anthem performed before everything. Well, not as far as that, because that's communism.
Every time to have sex.
It seems that way.
Play the national anthem.
Yeah, but, you know, where do you draw the line?
Ireland, this person from Ireland can do this to the United States, and this is almost like bashing the United States, especially at a time when the country is so patriotic. I mean, we got full support, almost full support, more than half the country support of President Bush right now with his actions in Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's not exactly full support, but...
Not exactly full support, but the majority of the United States is for President Bush. The longer we let it stand, the less support he'll have. But right now, he has the support. And at this time, she shouldn't have... That this is going to be bad for her image at the most. But I don't see how you can sit there and...
Well, now let me ask you this.
As far as her side is concerned.
If Sinead O'Connor was American, what would be your reaction then?
I would consider her just like Roseanne Barr, who disgraced the United States.
But what would you tell people to do, you know? Would you say she should be deported, or...
I really couldn't tell people in America what to do. This is just my personal opinion. This is what I feel like most of the people at this time have this outlook on it. I couldn't tell anybody to do any certain thing right now.
Uh-huh. Do you really think Roseanne Barr was disgraced national anthem? Or do you think she's just a lousy singer?
Well, as far as what she says, it was just a joke, but you shouldn't joke with the national anthem. It is our national anthem.
Uh-huh.
People shouldn't disgrace it. Even if she only wanted to do it as a sitcom, like people do it with bashing the president in comics, political cartoonists. You know, but she did this publicly on national TV.
Well, I mean, I don't think she was joking. I think, you know, she was actually trying to sing, and she heard people booing, and it just sort of got her nervous, and she sounded even worse. As for the gesture she made, that was a parody on baseball, not the national anthem. So.
Yeah, supposedly that's what the players wanted her to do. But she was out there before every game, in front of every baseball game. That's what's brought out. The national anthem is performed before every baseball game. And the national anthem, all right, is performed at baseball games, which is a national pastime. I mean, it goes way back, way back. And Roseanne Barr shouldn't have done that to the United States. That George Bush even slapped her in the face with that.
Well, yeah, I think that's kind of inappropriate. I mean, what's the president of the United... Doesn't he have better things to do than comment on people's singing ability of national anthem? I mean, it seems like a cheap shot, really.
But they're bashing the national anthem.
I mean, look, if she had done something like raised her fist during the national anthem like the Olympic people did back in 70, you know, that's a statement. But I didn't see any statement here, so I don't really see anything to argue about. It's
the statement was spitting on the ground after the national anthem.
Yeah, but she has said repeatedly that was not the intent. The intent was a baseball parody.
But to
I think
people,
we should believe
a lot
her.
Of people have different opinions of what they see and hear, and what she did.
Well, if she was making a statement, why wouldn't she stick by that statement?
Yeah,
you know, and if she's going to say that's not how I intended it, why won't we believe her? Why are we saying no? You meant something else. I mean, why are we so
totally
quick
ridiculous.
To jump on people?
Why won't Saddam Hussein stick by his statement?
Sorry?
Saddam Hussein won't stand by his statement either. His statement was to take over Iraq because Iraq is part of its province.
Wait, you're comparing Roseanne Barr to Saddam Hussein?
Because it's mostly of what's going on in current events right now.
Uh-huh. Okay, but I fail to see the connection there.
Well, I kind of lost my point anyway.
I think you did.
Okay. Sorry, guy.
Well, thanks for calling. We're going to go on some more calls, though. All
right, bye.
All right. Sometimes our callers get derailed, but that's okay. We tolerate it. 632-6901. Chris, you have a thought? You look
no.
kind of thoughtful there.
No.
Oh, you're just staring into space. Okay. Good evening.
Is this WUSB?
That's what it is. You're on the air.
Oh, am I really?
Yes, you are.
Is Crowley still there?
Yes, he is still here, surprisingly enough.
Listen, this is Mari Harimoto.
And you're on a cordless phone.
My brother, Hari Harimoto.
You shouldn't speak like that on a cordless phone, you know.
Harimoto?
Oh, I know who this is.
Is Harimoto there? Come on.
I know who this is.
Chris says he knows who you are.
He knows and who I am.
I say hello.
Well, I just want to tell everybody that we should all say goodbye to Hari Harimoto because he's going to Cambodia to fight the Canadians so that they don't go to Kuwait to fight the Lebanese.
Okay, well, that's a worthwhile cause if I've ever heard one.
Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Soon or sometime. I don't know. The White House... jet is coming to get him personally by himself.
Air Force 3, right?
And they want to come and get him, and I just want to say goodbye. Because I will probably never see him again. Those Canadians have vicious, vicious horses.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard.
So you've heard. Can I talk to the Crowley?
Well, if you call after midnight, I think you'll stand a good chance of getting him.
Okay.
All right?
Well,
thanks for calling. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, I've been listening to your station for about 2 hours now.
Uh-huh.
I haven't said a damn thing that made sense.
Okay. Well, we'll give you a chance to rebut all that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, about the record.
Yeah?
When you wanted to play it backwards.
Yeah.
Don't you think you should have had that before you went on the air?
I'm sorry?
The record. Don't you think you should have had that kind of information before you went on the
air?
Well,
we had that information last week.
Oh, you lost it. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, we totally misplaced it. But, you know, we wanted to see if our listeners had that information.
Okay, whatever.
Ooh, what a nasty person. Boy, he got up on the wrong side of the bed, huh?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are getting up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have a bed. Maybe he just sleeps on the floor.
That's what I do.
That's true. That is what you do. Good evening.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about Roseanne Barr, and I don't know how to pronounce that other woman's name.
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead?
Yes.
Yeah, well, if she's very opinionated, she probably shouldn't have sang. She should have walked instead of them capitulate to her.
Uh-huh.
Next time, if she doesn't want to sing...
What about all of her fans?
She should just walk off.
What about all her fans who paid all that money to see her?
Can you hear Chris?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, you got to listen to your radio at the same time.
Okay, I don't want to get any feedback.
No, you got to be careful with that.
She doesn't want to sing because of that. I mean, if she's really going to stand by her convictions, you'll notice in the next couple of days, she'll probably be on Donahue because she's a very hot item right now. And then they'll be inviting her to sing all kinds of places, and they'll probably test her on her conviction. If she doesn't sing because the national anthem's going to be played, goody for her. But if they play it and she sings, that remains to be seen if she's going to stand
by
that.
It's so non-traditional to play the national anthem in front of a rock concert. I've never seen it done. And all of a sudden everyone's making a big fuss over it like it's the most common thing in the world. That's what I don't understand.
Well, they had to have something to put in the papers. They had to have something.
I don't know if it was planned all that carefully, but it seems to me like...
Publicists could have planned it. You never know.
I mean, if I was standing in Sinead O'Connor's shoes, besides being in a lot of pain, I would probably be saying to myself, this is not a standard thing to do, play the national anthem in front of a concert, so I don't feel comfortable doing that. I can understand that. And
anybody
I don't
else
think
would have just let it go.
I don't think that is saying, you know, that she hates this country. She said very clearly that she doesn't want any national anthem played in front of her show, and she is an artist. It seems to me she should have that kind of say over her show.
Well, it's blown out of proportion.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
It's blown out of proportion.
It looks like we're almost looking for things, you know, ways of saying people are not patriotic, and it scares me. It really does. I wasn't around for the McCarthy era, but it seems as if we're, you know, we have that same kind of craziness to try to pin things on people to say, I'm patriotic, you're not, because you did this. You know, it's very unhealthy.
Yeah, but nothing like that would ever last as long as the McCarthy nonsense did, which at the time was being patriotic. This country has very the memory is getting shorter and shorter.
Sure is.
Yeah, yeah.
Not going to remember where Iraq is in a couple of years, except for the families who probably lose some people over there.
That's true. And then they'll be amazed at how everybody else just forgets about them, like the Vietnam vets.
Well, yeah. Well,
you know,
that's what happens when your job is thankless, and that's all there is to it.
It's very similar to the book Brave New World, don't you think?
Yeah, I've never read Brave New World. I should read that.
For shame.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling, sir.
You're welcome.
632-6901. Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think, I don't know much about the the situation, but I just think that she had the right to do anything she wanted to do. And it's okay.
What do you think of radio stations that are refusing to play her music?
I think they're prejudiced in a way. I think they're doing that just to protect their own name. In other words, to show everybody else that they do agree with the idea that the national anthem is to be sung by any artist. I guess they're trying to make a point across about how much respect they want for
this
country.
So they're kind of jumping on the bandwagon then.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
Well, just sort of doing what everybody else does.
Yeah, in other words, let's say I have a radio station and I keep playing their records, probably somebody else, the owner of the radio station might call me up and say, what are you doing? You're making me look like a jerk, you know? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Everybody, I think when somebody does something to say something in a way, like the radio stations, I think everybody else has started looking at that, and everybody said, do it.
Right.
It's not that they want to or they don't. It's just they're just trying to not to be in the spotlight, so to speak.
Yeah, commercial radio is trying to become very... it's being very spineless.
I guess that's the main point.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Can my wife make it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
A double call.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a question of respect, right, that people are upset by?
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying anyway.
The thing is, in the anthem it says about under God, the Pledge of Allegiance, right, that it's under God, indivisible, right?
Right.
Liberty and justice for all.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, it's like, if you're going to look at that, people love to be patriotic because it's like, you know, it's another kind of sensationalism. They feel good about themselves,
it's
right?
It's a way of being accepted by the masses.
Right. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, and yet, at the same time, they're prejudiced. Like, what about that other guy? He kept talking about she's Irish, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to keep bringing that up. It really didn't matter what she was.
Exactly. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, and, you know, look, if you're going to compare, let's look at the, like, Ozzy Osbourne. You know, all the rockers, they go into churches. If you want to talk about disrespect, you know, let's talk about how they blaspheme, you know, religious, they don't call that sacred, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, you know, I don't think she's really doing anything because it's not a mandatory thing. If she doesn't want it sang, it's nothing to me. It's, you know,
well,
it's
you know,
her choice. It's her concert.
What surprises me, I have not seen any united stand in her support on the part of artists and the part of any other stations besides us and a couple of others. I'm surprised,
me
you know,
too,
are people
yeah.
really that scared that they can't stand up for what they believe in?
Well, I am anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, good. I hope there's more people like you.
Yes, so do I.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
632-6901. Yes, Chris.
It's just going to show how spineless commercial radio is becoming, you know, that it just wants to be totally bland background noise.
Commercial radio has become as spineless as it can possibly get, and I think it's just going to wallow in that for a while. But that's my bitter feeling on the whole subject. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Colleen from Mastic.
Yeah?
And I want to talk about Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
I feel what she's doing is totally right because she said that her music has nothing to do with the Star Spangled Banner, and that is so true. Because I'm, like, the biggest Sinead O'Connor fan. I've been a fan ever since The Lion and the Cobra, and that's, like, the greatest album I've ever heard.
Okay, let me ask you something, then. You sound like the kind of person that's been to Sinead O'Connor concerts and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, has this affected the ease with which you can listen to her? I mean, you can't find her records anymore, or you can't find her on the radio anymore?
No, I haven't heard her, like, on the radio anymore, but I still have, like, all her records and everything. And, like, my parents are saying to me, well, you can't listen to her anymore because what she's doing is wrong. And I'm like, no, forget it. I'm, like, listening to her because she's my favorite.
What about your friends? What do they say?
My friends think I'm a freak.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, why are you listening to a skinhead? I'm like, I'll get a life.
Colleen?
Because she's a skinhead, but, I mean, because of this incident, are they saying don't listen to her because of that?
No. And, they're just, like, they're, like, into top 40 and stuff like that. And I'm, like, a new wave freak, so they're just, like... All right.
Uh-huh. Chris has a question for you. Can you hear him?
Yeah, Colleen?
Yeah.
Would you wear a t-shirt of hers around?
Oh, definitely.
And do you get in trouble wearing it?
No.
No? People don't say anything to you.
And, you know, like, how many people in this world even, like, in the United States even know the Star-Spangled Banner? Because I know a lot of my friends don't even know the words to it.
And if they do know the words, they don't know the words to the second stanza or the third stanza or the fact that those stanzas even exist.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I mean, because it's not even taught to us anymore because I'm going into 10th grade and I never learned it.
Uh-huh.
I learned it from baseball games and football games and stuff like that. You know, so it's, like, stupid. All these people are getting riled up over this, and it's, like, you know?
It is very stupid, and I'm glad you realize that.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, what does Star-Spangled Banner have to do with her music? You know, she's, like...
It's a very simple point, very simple question, yet people are making it into a much bigger deal than it is, and I'm sure she's, she's quite surprised by the, by the zealousness of it.
I know. It's, like, really dumb.
Uh-huh. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, keep listening. Good evening.
Hello. I think that Sinead O'Connor is not against this country, but I do feel that if you're in a government-owned building, you should... The Star Spangled Banner should be played or some type of nationalistic song to just recognize the fact, because I think there is a kind of ordinance saying that in a government building where there's a gathering over 20 people, you have to have some sort of national song played.
Well, they have the flag hanging up there, don't they?
Yeah, that's for the that's to make sure the Pledge of Allegiance is played and all that.
Do they do the Pledge of Allegiance before concerts too?
Not concerts in a government-owned building.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's possible to expect a rock crowd to get into the Star Spangled Banner. I cannot imagine what would happen if they did that, you know, in front of a dead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, about the Sinead O'Connor.
Well, this is the place. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really stupid. I mean, they're making a big deal about it, and, I mean, it's Sinead O'Connor's fault, too. It's also the media's fault and all that.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, everybody wants a story out of this, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're pointing the fingers at music and everything. I mean...
Well, now, what do you think of radio stations that refuse to play her and break the records on the air and make contests out of the whole thing?
I think, like, stations like Z100, which I hate, I mean, they're just, like, trying to be funny and, you know...
Uh-huh.
Like, they just started playing, you know, the song Nothing Compares to You. That's, like, the only song they play. I mean... They never started playing her until then.
Right, and then...
They didn't play every good 10, stuff. You
know. I can't stand that song either. It's, if I hear it one more time, I'll go crazy.
Yeah, and then, but, you know, like, stations like DRE, they're still playing it.
Uh-huh, DRE is still playing,
Sinead
O'Connor. How about WNEW, are they?
I don't know. But, on DRE, they're playing the national anthem before they play her song.
I gotta admire that. It's kind of funny.
Actually, they're very nice people who work at DRE.
Yeah, there are some cool
I've
people
had
there.
Quite a few dinners with them, and
yeah, they're great.
They're really nice people.
Uh huh. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
We're gonna take one more call. Good evening.
Yes, hello.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to have a moment of silence for Kevin McGirt, who died from subliminal messages.
Uh huh.
Have a moment of silence for him.
Well, you have a bad line for a moment of silence, so we can have a moment of humming if you want.
Okay.
Wasn't that special? Chris, I want to thank you for coming by, and see you again next week, eh?
Don't count on it.
Well, we'll see.
How about I call you from Massachusetts?
Call me from Massachusetts, yeah. Call us all from Massachusetts, but better yet,
visit
us.
If I call you, will you call me back? That way I don't have to spend all that money on the phone bill?
Sure, make the radio station pay. That's no problem. We've got tons of money here we can just throw out. Yeah, sure. Well, we won't have to pay for all those orgies you have on Tuesday afternoons anymore, right?
Pay for all those condoms.
They can get expensive. Whew.
You're
anyway,
me.
It's
you know, it's $12 for a box of 12 condoms.
It's $1 each.
Yeah,
that's another show, Chris. That's a whole other topic. Well, I guess Raz isn't here today, huh?
No, Margaret's doing the show.
Oh, okay.
Margaret Parker.
Okay. Were we supposed to say that? Well, maybe we weren't supposed to say that. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. People are.
Oh, she's
are
going
hitting
under
me.
Pseudonym or something.
Okay. Well, something strange is coming up on turntables 1 and 2. So
I'm scared.
Stay with us as the peaceful sounds of Sinead O'Connor whisk us out of here.
Play that good song again. Don't play the...
Well, I figured I'd play something sappy. I don't know.
Nah.
Why not?
That other song is so good.
Well, it is good, but you can hear it on Lister's show every week, right? like you said. So anyway, this is Eric Corley, Brain Damage. I'll be back next week, and Chris will probably be around at some point, right?
Yeah.
We'll hear from
I'm
you.
I'm coming back from my grandmother's 80th birthday soon, so...
Okay. And maybe we'll all join you for that.
Yeah.
See you later.
Hasta.
started off with many friends. We spent a long time talking. I thought they meant every word they said. They were stalling. Now they seem so different. They seem so different. They seem so different. I should have hatred for you. But I do not have any. And I have always loved you.
Hi, this is Matt with the Concert Billboard for Sunday, September 2nd. Tonight, 24/7 Spies, Primus, and Mucky Pup will be at Sundance. Thursday night, John Doe and Kim Rogers will be at Woody's. Augusto Pablo, Israel Vibration, Culture, and Akabu will be at the Ritz. And Lydia Lunch will be at the Knitting Factory. Friday night, Exodus, Suicidal Tendencies, and Pantera will be at the Ritz. They're also there the following night. Saturday, September 8th, Steel Pulse will be at the Jones Beach Theater. Stanley Turrentine will be at IMAC. Janet Jackson and Chucky Booker will be at the Meadowlands Arena. And Lace will be at Trax. Steel Pulse will be at the Pier on Sunday, September 9th. Monday the 10th, the New York Citizens will be at the Cat Club, and the Niagaras will be at the Continental Divide again every Monday in September. On Tuesday, September 11th, the Crash Vegas will be at Woody's. On Wednesday, September 12th, Bruce Hornsby and the Range and the Cowboy Junkies will be at the Pier. On September 13th, the Ultra Vivid Scene will be at Maxwell's and Dave Edmonds will be at the Ritz. On the 14th, Virgin Steel will be at Trax and Suicidal Tendencies will be at Sundance. Saturday the 15th, Greg Howe and How To, Sin City, and Gary Mitchell will be at Trax. Billy Bragg, A Tribe Called Quest, and O Positive will be at the Ritz, and Tank Sedang will be at the West Hills Inn. David J. will be at Maxwell's on September 18th and at Woody's on September 20th. On September 21st, Billy Idol and Faith No More will be at the Meadowlands Arena. On the 26th, the Sundays will be at the Ritz, and the Connells will be at the Lone Star Roadhouse. World Party will be at the Ritz on September 27th. Concert Billboard is brought to you four times each weekday at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at 12 noon and 12 midnight. Just in case you missed anything, give us a call here at WUSB at 516-632-6901, and stay tuned to WUSB throughout the week for ticket giveaways. This is Matt here on WUSB Stony Brook, where unique sounds begin.
Hey, ma'am, this isn't the power surge, this is the flower surge.
Over round each other we go, to a new dimension we go, over round each other we go, over the wall.
We wouldn't do that.
Nah,
man.
Come on.
Nah. Let's do the power surge.
Brutality! Brutality!
So we go, over round each other we go, over the wall.
Surge. To rise and fall actively. power, physical might, mental or moral vigor. Surge, a sweeping onward like a wave of the sea or emotion. Power, force or energy used to do work, the time rate at which work is done. Surge, a transient, sudden increase of current in an electric.